It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is a number on your screen. Please call the number and someone will answer. We'll pray for you and your needs. Today we are going to talk about the final war or the devil's defeat. As we know, we learn about the War of Armageddon. That was not the final war. Many people are confused. But this final war with the devil will be defeated, and there will be no more war after that. That will be the final war. But I would like to tell you a little bit more about the Satan. All Christian people, they know who Satan is. But the people who are not Christian and they are listening to this program or watching to this program, they want to know who the devil is and who the Satan is. Satan is the enemy of God. And how he became enemy of God, I would like to let you know. God is the one who is creator. When he created the heaven and the angels, we don't know. But we know there was one angel called Lucifer. That angel God created, and he was very talented. If you read in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13 to 15 and verse 17, we read that this devil, actually the angel whose name is Lucifer, was created and he was put in the Garden of Eden. It's a beautiful garden in heaven called Eden. And so he was in that garden, and God gave him all the beauty, outward beauty. He was so beautiful, so handsome, and he was wearing all the precious stones. You want to read the name of the stones? You have to read Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13 and 14. All this precious stone he was wearing, and he was also called the anointed cherub. There are different kinds of angels, but we don't have time to talk about all the angels. Someday we will. But this angel was specially anointed for the music, and he was doing all kinds of music. He was doing all the instrument, different kinds. There are three different kinds of instrument: percussions, or the string instrument, or the air instrument. All of those he was doing, and he was expert of doing all this music. So when you doing a music job, you see in the world people are doing this music and all kinds of music, and people attract hundreds and thousands of people. People want their autograph, people want their handkerchief, they want to kiss that person, and they follow that person everywhere. The same way when this angel was performing this music, all the angels were very, very happy and joyful. So he thought, I'm the greatest. And he convinced some of the angels to follow him. And he had the mind that he wants to be like God. The Word of God says he was perfect in his way. When he was perfect in his way, that doesn't mean he was perfect like God. God is the perfect. Nobody is perfect like God. Jesus Christ was preaching the message on the mountain, and then in that message he says, Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So there is only one perfect person, is God. And when we talk about God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune one God. They are perfect. And so the angel wanted to be perfect in his way, but he was not perfect like God. And the Word of God says he was so proud about his beauty. And we see in the world today, if there is a beautiful girl, she's so proud of her beauty. And the handsome man, and those are the people commit more sins. That doesn't mean some beautiful people are born again Christian. They are not committing sin, but the mostly when you have more beauty, more people attract to see you. And if you are doing some kind of music or some kind of talent you have, many people attract to your talent. So this is what the angel was doing, and he attracted many angels. The Bible says 1/3 of angels were supporting him. The Word of God says, when God found iniquity in his heart, until then he was perfect in his way. So God knew something is wrong in his heart. At that particular time, God would have destroyed him right away. But God gave him chance. God did not destroy the angel the day he committed sin. Even though he got thought in his heart that I'm going to rebel against God, I'm going to fight God, and I'm going to win the battle, and I'll be just like God. You have to read Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 15. And when you read verses 13 and 12, Isaiah chapter 14, he says, I will ascend it unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. And he says, I will ascend about the highest of the clouds. And then he says, I will like the Most High. When you say, I will be most like High God, that was his form. You can do any great things. You can go about the mountain, you can go about the clouds, you can make your throne highest. But when you think, I will be above God, when he says, I'll be like the Most High God. Once he got that thought in his mind, God already detected. God knew that he's against me. God would have said to the angels, other angels, there were other angels powerful than the Lucifer. How do you know? If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 12, later on we will be learning that the one angel comes from heaven, powerful than him, gets hold of him and tie him with a chain and put him in the bottomless pit and put the seal on it. So, see, there is a greater angel than the Lucifer. Lucifer thought, I am the greatest and I'll be like God. When the pride comes, the Word of God says, the fall comes. So this angel wanted to fight with God, and he got 1/3 of angel. And the Word of God says in Isaiah also chapter 14, verse 12, he says, this Lucifer will be thrown down to the ground. At that time, there was no ground when the Lucifer committed sin. There was no earth, because the Word of God says, when the Lucifer fell, there was no earth, there was no man on the ground. Later on, God created mankind. But the point I'm making here, this devil was thrown out of heaven. That time there was no earth. So where was he? He was just in the atmosphere. That's why the Word of God says he's the prince and the power of this air. And so when the man was committed, that's the time he comes to the earth. But here the Word of God is saying, this angel was thrown out of heaven. And some people say, what happened to all other 1/3 of angels? And there are so many different theories about those fallen angels, but I don't have time to tell you, but I'll tell you what the Bible says. If you read in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, it says, all those fallen angels which were fighting against God and God's angels, they were arrested. Those people, those angels are called the prisoners of war. When you go and fight with another nation, another king, king doesn't go there. In the olden days they used to. But the president or king, they send the army to fight. And when they capture the army and they put them in a prison, those called the prisoners of war. The same thing happened. The devil was not arrested at that time, but his armies, other angels who fought with God or fought against God or his angels, they were arrested and they were put into the prison. The word of God said they were chained and put into the prison, as prison is called the hell, temporary hell. That hell is not permanent. Permanent hell is lake of fire. But these angels will be putting into lake of fire later on. That will be after the millennium, there will be judgment. We will be learning that later on. But Peter says, all these fallen angels were chained and then put it in a prison, which is a temporary hell, and they will be judged. And Jude also says the same thing. You have to read the Jude. Jude is only one chapter. Chapter 1, verse 6. Same thing he says, those angels were put in a prison for the future judgment. So now the devil is alone, but he has wisdom, and but his wisdom was corrupted when the sin came into his heart. There are so many smart people, beautiful people, talented people, making millions of dollars of money. That's why they are so proud. They think we don't need God. We have the wisdom, we have power, we have wealth, we have everything. And that's what happened. And that's what happened to this Satan. He was so proud and he was destroyed. He was thrown to the ground. When the man was created, now the God created mankind, we already learned, from the dust. But the devil's creation was beautiful. He was handsome. He was wearing all the precious stones. He was walking in the mountains of God, and everything was beautiful. But the mankind, God took the dust and created mankind to defeat the devil or put him to shame. Somebody would say, how come? How this man who was made by dust, how this man can be greater than the angel? But we already learned a little bit, and we will be learning more. But the point I'm making, when God created mankind, for what? The word of God says God created mankind to worship him, to praise him, to glorify him. Why? Because the angel was doing this job, did not do his job perfect, so God created mankind to put the devil to shame. Some people are thinking, oh, we cannot sing better than angels. Angels are good singers. But God is looking at your heart. I don't care how you sing. You might be singing and nobody likes your song, but you're singing from your heart. God likes that song. Look at your child. The child doesn't know how to say mommy, daddy, bread or water or something. He pronounces differently and it sounds bad. But you are happy and joyful because that child loves you. The same way. There are so many people are talented, even the Christians. They have beautiful voice, they sing good, and they praise God. And some people are thinking, oh, I cannot praise God, I cannot sing like them. Don't worry. God look at your heart. God knows how you love the Lord and praise the Lord. You can sing in the shower, you can sing anywhere, you can praise God, you can make a new song, you can make a new melody, and you can speak in the tongue, or you can speak song in the new language. God loves you. That's the reason God has created us, to praise him, to love him, to follow him, to obey him. And when angel saw this, angel was thinking, how can I destroy the mankind? Do you know, when we study the Genesis, the mankind was created in the Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you read, and then the enemy comes in chapter 3 and deceives them. It sounds like within an hour or day it happened, but it didn't happen that way. God created mankind, and the mankind might have lived millions of years. And the devil was trying to distract the mankind, to destroy the mankind, but he was not able. Why? Because they were in unity and love. Mankind was always worshiping God. And God was coming every evening and communicate with them. But someone would say, why the man was not able to go to heaven and praise him in heaven? God has given us time. We will be going to heaven and we will be singing better than the angels. Some people think that angels are singing better, but our position is better than angels. People don't know that. So, when the man was not able to go to heaven because 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50, if you read, it says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The man was created, first Adam was created with the flesh and blood. That's why he was not able to go. But the second Adam came, and because of second Adam, we were able to go to heaven. But we will be talking to you about this subject later on. We already learned about this. The point I'm making, Adam and his wife, they were together, they were praising God, having fellowship with God, and the devil was waiting for the timing. Years and years passed, but he was not able to do anything. Did you see any time the snake wants to bite somebody or wants to catch his prey? You watch. He will be sitting patiently waiting hours and hours and hours and hours, and when he thinks this is the right timing, that's the time he attacks. I think the same thing he did. He was waiting and waiting and waiting to attack the mankind. The word of God says devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a murderer. He's a killer. And he does everything by his own. You have to read that in St. John chapter 8 verse 44. And St. John chapter 10 verse 10, he says, the devil, he's a liar, he's a thief, he comes to kill, steal and destroy. That is his job. There are so many devil worshippers, and they think they can have power from the devil and they can do the same thing like devil. But they don't know. The devil is going to destroy them. You find out any devil worshippers. Are they happy? No. Are they joyful? No. Do they have peace? No. Their families are doing okay? No. They have misery. And they are always jealous about other people and want to destroy them. And finally, devil destroys them. I have heard so many devil worshippers' testimony. How devil wanted to kill them, and they call upon Jesus, and Jesus rescued them, and today they are worshipping Jesus Christ. So the point I'm making, devil is a liar, deceiver, killer, and he wants to destroy the mankind. That's the reason devil comes to the garden. And when he saw Adam's wife alone, I don't know why she was separated from him, but when she was alone, that's the time he came to deceive. We learn in the word of God, if you have 100 sheep, devil doesn't come to attack. That means the lion, tiger, or wolf doesn't attack. But one goes astray, that's the time the enemy comes to attack. The same with the children of God. When you go to church, when you are in the company of the saints of God and worship God and praise God and have a unity, you are okay. But the day you get out of the church and start doing your own thing and go against God, that's the time devil comes after you to destroy you. Because the unity is a power. If you read in the word of God, 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, it says, the greater one lives in you. than what is in the world. If you are a born-again child of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit lives in you. We already learned in previous programs. Once you have Jesus or the Holy Spirit lives in you, you are greater than the devil. Devil has no authority to destroy you. Many people are afraid of devil. But if you are a born-again child of God, you should not be afraid of devil. Devil should not be ruling you. He should be under your feet. So here we see, devil comes in the garden on earth, Garden of Eden. Now he was in the Garden of Eden in heaven. Now he wants to be master or the king of this garden on the earth, Garden of Eden. And when he comes and he sees the wife is separated from her husband, that's the time he comes. Do you know when the husband and wife, they are together and with the love and harmony, devil cannot attack. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7, it says, the husband and wife, they are united in prayer, then their prayer will not hinder. But the time they go astray, they fight, or they go to their different ways, then the devil comes to attack. And then the marriage falls, means divorce happens, and many disaster comes to their family and their children. So the point here we're saying that the wife of Adam separated from him, I don't know, for a while, and the devil was waiting for that chance. Like I said before, the Satan, the serpent, watch and wait until he sees his prey in his reach. So he waited for millions of years. Because the scientists and other people will say this world is for millions and trillions of years, and the Christian people disagree. But I say, don't disagree. You don't know when Adam committed sin. The day Adam committed sin, we start counting his life. And from that time, we see now 6,000 years or something like that. But if he didn't commit sin for millions and billions of years, we don't know. The devil was waiting for the timing. When the time came, that's the time he attacked. And the word of God says, Genesis 2 verse 16 and 17, if you read, here it says, God created everything beautiful, everything good fruit, and he said, eat freely. But only one fruit in the middle of garden, that is the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat. The day you will eat the fruit, you will surely die. But the devil comes. Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, if you read, he comes and he asks the question, did God forbid you to not to eat every fruit of the garden? See, God already told them, eat freely. But he is trying to make conversation. And when the woman attracted his conversation, and he was very cunning and very beautiful, so he started talking to her, and she said, well, God told us to eat everything, but the middle of the garden, there is one fruit called the fruit of good and evil. Don't eat that. And don't touch that. And he said, no, you can eat, nothing will happen. He said, you will not surely die. God says you will surely die. He lies, and he said, you will not surely die. So that means he lied and deceived, and that's the way the fall of man came. That's why I said the word of God says he's the liar, he's the deceiver, he's the killer, he's the destroyer. That's why Jesus Christ came into this world. Jesus wants to destroy the works of the devil. So here we see, devil lied and destroyed their faith, and destroyed the unity, destroyed the oneness with God. And the word of God says they committed sin, and the word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. One man's sin, his all children became sinner, and everybody lost the power of God, the wisdom of God, the fellowship of God, and the love of God because of one man's mistake. And we will be learning later on how this devil goes around the world, not only on the world, but he just goes to God and try to accuse the brethren. His job to destroy the mankind. but he has no power over us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, he says, the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever. That means he has no power to blind our mind or our eyes or spiritual eyes. But he goes after the unbeliever who do not believe in God. Why? Because he doesn't want them to know that Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and how Jesus Christ is so powerful, he doesn't want them to know. That's why he's blinding the eyes of the unbelievers. But he doesn't have power over us. So we are the children of God. We should defeat the enemy. The time has come. The devil will be defeated. We will be trying to tell you more in this next program. But let me tell you, you don't want to follow the enemy. Enemy is a deceiver, killer, and destroyer. St. John chapter 10, verse 10, we already said, Jesus Christ says that devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Just follow Christ and get the abundant life from him. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person who is listening to my voice. I do not want those people to go to hell. I want those people to follow Christ. There are people following the devil. I want them to follow Christ, reject the devil. And I believe they will be blessed and they will be happy and joyful. Let them call upon Jesus and let them believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you listen to my prayer and if you have a desire to follow Christ, you simply say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven. Your names are written in heaven. And you are belong to Christ. So, you just go to church and tell somebody, I'm a born again child of God. And work on your family. Now, the time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.